Corn growers and ethanol producers may get some good news soon, according to Iowa's senior senator. Republican Chuck Grassley says President Donald Trump was surprised that his decision to exempt 31 refineries from their ethanol obligations generated a lot of opposition. Grassley and others met at the White House last week and presented a plan to correct the problem. Waived gallons from small refineries need to be reassigned to someone else. Grassley says the White House had its own proposal.
We went in with a simpler plan that if it comes out on paper, the way that the White House seemed to agree with us, then I would say we have a win-win situation.
But Grassley says he's waiting to celebrate until the Environmental Protection Agency makes the agreement public in case it changes between now and then. Sioux City is looking to relocate an historic World War II chapel and housing for airmen. The Federal Aviation Administration says they don't fit in with the land use of the nearby local airport. An agreement approved yesterday starts a process to find a place to move the structures so the airport land can be used for future development. Sioux City Councilman Dan Moore says he's personally taken an interest in preserving the chapel and would like to see a project that would be open to the public. A loosely formed local nonprofit has shown interest in maintaining the chapel and putting it to use. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update later this hour. I'm Mary Hartnett.